And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's September the 5th, 2010. The birthday of Ward Just, born Michigan City, Indiana, 1935, author of more than a dozen books of fiction, including The Congressman Who Loved Flaubert, The American Blues, The American Ambassador, Jack Gantz, and others. Started out as a journalist, came from a family of journalists. The family published the town newspaper. Went off to college, dropped out of college, came home to be a full-time journalist. By the time he was in his mid-20s, he was writing for Newsweek and then the Washington Post. Went to Saigon, covered the Vietnam War. Was seriously wounded by shrapnel from a grenade. Came back to the States to recover. Wrote a book about Vietnam. And then he quit journalism and launched into fiction. His book, Exiles in the Garden, came out just last year, which begins, "Especially when he was alone, Alec Malone had the habit of slipping into reverie, a semi-conscious state not to be confused with dreams. His reveries presented a kind of abstract grandeur, expressionist canvases in close focus, untitled. The reveries had been with him since childhood, and he treated them like old friends paying a visit." It's the birthday of the journalist Jonathan Kozol, born in Boston, 1936, taught in a public school in Boston, has written many books about public education in this country and about how segregated our schools still are. Books include Savage Inequalities, Children in America's Schools, and Amazing Grace, The Lives of Children and the Conscience of a Nation, about kids in the Mott Haven neighborhood in the South Bronx. Jonathan Kozol, who said, "Pick battles big enough to matter, small enough to win." And it was on this day, 1957, that Jack Kerouac's book On the Road was published, based on the trip he took across the country 10 years before, starting out in New York, rode a trolley to the edge of Yonkers, wanted to hitchhike, got to Route 6 at the Connecticut border. There was a big rainstorm. No cars picked him up. He gave up, went back to New York, bought a bus ticket to Chicago, and there he started hitchhiking. Stayed in YMCAs and cheap hotels, crossed the Mississippi. In Omaha, he saw his first real cowboy, rode on the back of a flatbed truck with a group of hobos. He knew he wanted to write about it, and finally, in April of 1951, Kerouac sat down at his kitchen table, wound a continuous roll of paper into a typewriter, tuned his radio to an all-night jazz station, and in 20 days he had the first draft of his new novel. He told the basically true story of his adventures with Neil Cassady, his friend, changed Cassady's name to Dean Moriarty, his own name to Sal Paradise, and it came out on this day in 1957. Here's a poem for today by Lucy Shaw, entitled Wrong Turn. I took a wrong turn the other day, a mistake, but it led me to the shop where I found the very thing I'd been searching for. With my brother, I opened a packet of old letters from my mother and saw a side of her that sweetened what had been deeply sour. Later that day, the radio sang a song from a time when I was discovering love and folded me into itself again. Wrong Turn, a poem by Lucy Shaw from her collection What the Light Was Like, published by Word Farm and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.